Good morning, children. It's the Great One himself. I'm channeling the spirit of Aaron Clary this morning because I've been reading his book, Bachelor Pad Economics. It's really good. I'm probably, at some point in the future, going to have to do a stating the obvious, talking about his book and some of the concepts he presents in it. It's pretty fucking brilliant. You should buy it. And I don't get any kickback for recommending Aaron Clary's book, Bachelor Pad Economics, available at Amazon.com in printed form or Kindle. I don't get any kickbacks for doing that, but I should. Fucking Clary, give me money, you fucking bastard. Yeah, more or less just woke up, just survived this fucking shit we do every year. We're twice a year where the clock fucking moves. I got fucked out of an hour of my life. And, I mean, it's actually still there. It's just, it's stupid. This clock moving thing is fucking stupid. Why are we doing this shit? You know why we do this shit? Because our society is composed of sheep. You know, back in the day when everybody had to go to a factory to work, maybe this made some kind of fucking sense to move the clock around so there was more time or some more daylight or something. I mean, who really fucking understands this? I don't like to get my wisdom from Facebook. Well, I do like to get current events from Facebook because you can always tell what the hell's going on based on all the stupid memes that appear. But I saw this meme on Facebook one time. It showed a picture of a Native American woman. And the text said something like, only a white man thinks that you can cut an inch off the bottom of a blanket, sew it to the top of the blanket, and you'd have a longer blanket. This was, of course, in reference to the whole daylight savings thing. That was pretty funny, because it's true. It's like, hey, we're going to make the day longer, so we'll take an hour off here and we'll put it over there. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck is this shit? This is stupid, and yet everybody, except for, who is it? Is it Arizona? That doesn't do this. Everybody in all 49 states, except the one state that apparently has some level of common sense at some level, everybody else just mindlessly does this shit. This is so fucking stupid. Anyway, speaking of wasted time, you may have noticed I did not get an episode out on Friday. First of all, because I've been busy. Today is my last day of having to be involved in theater gigs that require me to be other places at other times for other people. Then I go on a nice little stint. Where the fuck is my calendar? There it is. There's my book. Bitcoin! Give me Bitcoin. Donate. Donate Bitcoin to pay for my servers. I have to pimp myself more. I gotta work on that. Donate Bitcoin. And also remember, you can hire me for speaking fees. I can come and educate you. Also, speaking of education, I just watched Stefan Molyneux debating the Zeitgeist guy on YouTube. Stefan just destroyed this motherfucker. And then I watched the hour and a half follow-up where Stefan analyzed what went on, which was brilliant, where he pointed out, quite rightly, that the Zeitgeist people are just trying to go back to their childhood. For those of you who don't know, it's the Zeitgeist movement. It's spelled pretty much like it sounds. Here's the quick summary. The Zeitgeist movement people believe that they use the royal we a lot. What they say is, what the Zeitgeist guy, the guy who founded this movement, says is that, this is more or less a quote, we have reached the point where we can provide everything that people need. So I'm not sure who the fuck this we is that can provide food, shelter, clothing, clean water, electricity for every human on the planet. But if we've reached that point, then I'm wondering why we aren't doing that. But anyhow, what they believe is, they believe that there should be a computer that runs all of society and makes decisions for everybody. And of course, this is worked out perfectly well in every single dystopian novel and episode of The Twilight Zone you've ever fucking seen. But, of course, the Zeitgeist guy, well, He has facial hair, so he's figured it all out. Anyhow, they're just a bunch of fucking idiots. They're absolutely stupid. I know a couple of people who are into this shit. And as Stefan Molyneux pointed out, basically they just want to go back to their childhood. Because when you're a child, you don't really understand where things come from. Your parents just provide things for you and they sort of magically appear. And these are people who want a computer to provide things for them because they believe that things just magically appear. So the Zeitgeist is fucking, it's just, they're idiots. Oh, they're fucking idiots. If you want to be entertained, go watch the Zeitgeist movement. And of course, they want more government because the computer is going to tell everybody. Basically, it's central planning by a computer. So the computer will tell you what to do for a job. The computer will, except there, this is what I don't understand. They say that we, this royal we, can provide everything that everyone needs. Which means if everything can be provided that everybody needs, then why would anybody work? And if nobody's working, then where do all of these things that people need come from? Is like, does Skynet build them? I mean, I don't know. It's hilarious. You should really listen to this debate because this is another great example of Stefan Molyneux destroying somebody because this person is just using all these words that make no sense and saying things that don't make any sense and never says anything specific. And then it's great because every time Stefan Molyneux brings up an actual specific example, the Zeitgeist guy says, well, yes, but that example doesn't fit my theory. And at one point, Stefan says, well, yeah, and when examples don't fit your theory, that means your theory is wrong. And the Zeitgeist guy got all pissed off. So it's hilarious. It's absolutely fucking hilarious and pathetic at the same time. The other interesting thing about the Zeitgeist is that the Zeitgeist guy, he has a name. I don't remember what his name is, so I'm calling him the Zeitgeist guy. The Zeitgeist guy states that if you have to engage in trade, that is violence. Trade is violence because in order to survive and to die today's society, we have to trade things in order to survive. And so because we have to trade things in order to survive, since we can't survive without trading, that is violence. So if I have an apple, and you have an orange, and I want an orange, and you want an apple, and so I give you my apple, and you give me your orange, that's violence. Now you can tell this is somebody who is stuck in his fucking childhood. It's really blindingly obvious. So anyway, you can hire me to come and give you some of my wisdom. Speaking engagements, it's available. So yeah. For those of you who, like, I know you all give a shit, right? Tuesday, Wednesday. What am I doing on Tuesday? Oh, yeah, Tuesday, I'm drinking beer and playing poker with friends. Wednesday, I have nothing. That's beautiful. Thursday is my social day. I got to spend a lot of time hanging out with other people. That's going to be good. Got a couple of social items on the agenda. Friday, I got a theater meeting, but it'll be nice and easy. I'll be standing around talking about our feelings and shit like that. What the fuck is this? Oh, Saturday, I got some teaching gigs. That's going to be good. Sunday, nothing. And then next week, I got to hang out with one of my friends. I need to contact her. Monday, theater meeting, standing around talking about our feelings. Tuesday, meeting, feeling time. 19, Wednesday, nothing. 20th, nothing. Yes! Friday, yes, I got a bunch of free time coming up. You can send me bitcoins and you can engage me for speaking engagements. All right, and you may have noticed this edition of Anarchy Moments not really going anywhere. I mean, I'm talking, I'm making noise. I don't really have a point because here's ultimately what I was going to talk about. Now that we're maintaining the tradition, we're 9 minutes into the podcast. Let me talk about something. You got to know your weaknesses. My weaknesses, well, I have multiple weaknesses. One of them is cute little hippie girls. You know the problem with cute hippie girls, though, is I like the way hippie girls look. Like, long hair. Thin, they wear the nice loose-fitting clothes that flows around them, and they got the kind of just chilled-out look all the time. But not the facial piercings, yuck, no. Hippie girls are cute. I really dig hippie girls, the ones that shave. The problem with hippie girls is that they're hippies. They're left-wing Obama. And they're like, peace, man. Wouldn't it be cool if we had, like, a giant computer that made all our decisions for us? And, like, because we can produce everything that people need. And so we just let the computer run the world and we'll do what the computer tells us, man. Pass that joint. Don't Bogart it. Hippie girls are cute, except for they're hippies. Anyway, so I have a lot of weaknesses. Hippie girls, chocolate, cats, sunshine, fresh air, bike riding, trail running. And I was supposed to have been productive in my downtime, which I didn't have a lot of downtime lately, but I wasn't because yesterday it was like fucking 75 degrees here. Maybe not 75, 72 for sure. So instead of doing shit I should have been doing, quote-unquote work, like doing this podcast, working on websites, shit like that, I was outside in the sun. And as we flow back into summer, the question is, will I be able to maintain a level of productivity, or will I be outside riding my bike and trail running all the fucking time and not podcasting? If only I could podcast while trail running. I sort of attempted doing that. I got a little microphone thing I was going to try, but it doesn't stay in place. There's too much wind noise. It just doesn't work. God damn it, if I could figure out how to podcast and ride my bike at the same time, that would be like fucking nirvana. So I'm going to be fighting this upcoming battle. And then, in theory, I'm launching another podcast. And in theory, I'm going to revitalize a couple of my websites that I did in the past and have sort of died off. In theory, a lot of shit's going to happen. And of course, in theory and reality are exactly the same thing. But there are always distractions in life. And there's also something you ultimately have to think about, which is the clock chiming right when I was about to deliver the final punch. And the thing you ultimately have to think about is this. When faced with choices in your life, such as, do I go trail running or do I write a blog post? Do I go ride my bike? Or do I record a podcast? You have to be balancing out which one is the most important, which is the best use of your time. And are you in the right place to be creating something like a blog post or a podcast? Or do you need to go out and do the trail running, do the bike riding to recharge and get that going, to recharge your creativity and make yourself more better able? Yes, that's called English. Make yourself more better able. There's some grammar structure for you, kiddies. Make yourself more better able to do an effective podcast like the one I'm doing right now. I've got a upcoming gig coming up where I and some other people are going to be teaching about blogging. And I am relatively unsuccessful at blogging from the perspective of being a social media whore, which is ultimately what blogging requires. Blogging, if you're going to be successful at it, requires you to spend a lot of time on the internet pimping yourself. And not necessarily in the sense of constantly pushing out your content, but constantly pushing out yourself so that people know you exist, so that they recognize you, so that when you do push content, they'll be more likely to go look at that content. And I'm pretty unsuccessful at blogging because I just don't have the desire to spend that amount of time on the internet, on Facebook, in forums, pushing myself and getting myself out there and saying, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. Because I've thought about this for a little bit. And when you have choices like trail running and bike riding versus writing a blog post or podcasting, I mean, that can be a toss-up. Because one of those is a creative endeavor. Well, actually, in some ways, both of them are creative endeavors. But one, the creating is a creative endeavor. The exercising and the fresh air and the sunshine is a recharging endeavor. And the two need and feed off of each other. And one of them enhances myself. The trail running and the biking is a way to enhance the self. The writing and the podcasting is a way to enhance the self by clarifying your thoughts. And also enhance society by putting those thoughts out there. But the being on social media part, really, I haven't found a way in which I can look at that and see that as either creating or recharging. And ultimately, what I think I'm trying to say is this, is that nobody on their deathbed has ever said, I wish I would have spent less time trail running and more time on Facebook.